Texte numéro 104. The five-day office week is dead. Working from home is here to stay. I can prove it with data. Work from home levels aren't as high as they were during the pandemic's first peak, when 62% of paid work happened at home. People did begin filtering back to the office as the pandemic waned, but they did so only to a point. As of July, we're at 31%. Why have the return-to-office maximalists lost? There seemed to be so much excitement and pent-up demand from people who wanted to leave their kitchen tables for ergonomically better office desks. There was. They just didn't want to go in all the time. Hybrid work arrangements have killed the return-to-office hype. Employees equate a mix of working in the office and working from home to an 8% raise. They don't have to deal with the daily hassle and costs of a commute. In fact, the process of getting to work is more despised by employees than the need to actually work. And at the end of the day, remote work saves companies money. It cuts overhead, boosts productivity, and is profitable. And what is profitable in a capitalist economy sticks. Thankfully, remote work also has major benefits for society, including improving the climate by cutting billions of miles of commuting and supporting families by liberating parents' time. What about the future? In 10 years, remote work is likely to increase, driven by two powerful economic forces. First, US data, going back to the 1960s, reveals the number of days worked from home doubled roughly every 15 years until 2019, driven by improving technology. First came personal computers in the 80s, then laptops in the 90s. The internet opened up more possibilities in the 2000s, followed by file sharing and video calls in the 2010s. Second, we have business cohort effects. In the data, we see that more than 75% of startups allow employees flexible working locations. Startup companies have been born in an era when having an office is optional and meeting customers and clients online are standard. Today's new companies have nearly twice as many days worked from home as those founded 20 years ago. As these young companies grow, they will turn into tomorrow's medium and large companies, bringing their remote-friendly practices with them. As importantly, their founding chief executives will become tomorrow's business leaders, actively embracing hybrid work rather than begging employees to return to the office. Change isn't easy. But rarely, as an economist, do I see a change so profoundly positive for the majority of America's businesses and workers. Companies, employees, and society all benefit. We should support this golden moment and lay the five-day office week movement to rest. Adapted from New York Times, October 2023.